The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are going in search of trouble. Typically, trouble masquerades as something that looks pretty good, but it turns out when you dig in deeper, not so much. At New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. What makes a security dangerous? Typically that it's misleading, that it presents a better picture on paper unless you dig in at the lowest levels of the paper, the footnotes, and work your way up. There's a whole process involved here, and if you want to learn more about it, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs, but right now David is here, and I'm pleased to say, David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David, who is in the danger zone this week?
Energy sector funds.
Warning, warning, warning.
I actually changed from our usual sounder.
Danger, danger.
To the warning sounder. Because truthfully, when you are talking about sector funds and you're making a blanket decision, it's really a blanket warning. Normally, one of the key components of what makes something dangerous is valuation. In the case of energy stocks, we would assume that a lot of them have seen their values come down along with oil prices. So what is driving your warning on energy sector funds?
The big picture is sort of the same as it always is when we focus on funds. There's a discrepancy between the number of quality ETFs and mutual funds compared to the number of quality stocks. To be specific, we're showing only 15 or 16% of the ETFs and mutual funds get a neutral or better portfolio management rating. Like specifically, like there's only a small percentage that get a decent grade for the quality of their holdings, while 35% of all the stocks get a neutral or better rating. So you got a sector where the providers and the money managers, portfolio managers, are doing a bad job of picking the stocks. If you're putting your money with sector funds, you're not getting what you're paying for, even if it's an ETF, because they're picking bad stocks most of the time.
They're picking bad stocks. I mean, this is not really, hey, they're reaching for value, or maybe it is that they're reaching for value. But one way or the other, what they're getting is lack of performance. Their timing, at the very least, is bad, right?
You know, I don't know if it's timing. It's just, you know, I think the metrics are off, right? You said a big assumption is a lot of these oil stocks are cheap. Well, they're not. Most of them have priced in a major rebound in oil prices already. You know, ratio we like to look at is the price to economic book value. How much does the price compare to the no growth value of the business? For a lot of the companies in the sector, we're getting negative values because, you know, things are so bad. But for those where we at least have a positive value for economic book value, the price is almost three times that. So it's implying a tripling of profits for the business in the future. There's definitely some higher valuation than most people think. And I think that the lack of insight or transparency into really measuring value accurately as opposed to looking at traditional metrics is probably leading most portfolio managers to be sort of not as smart as they could be about making sure they're in the right stocks in the sector.
Let's perhaps look at it the other way. What sector right now would be leading if you were... You know, I could understand somebody saying, I want to get into energy again because they think it might be a value. Obviously, we know now that that's a trap. It's a value trap, if nothing else. But give us an idea of like the other way. Who's at the other end of the spectrum if energy sector funds are so down?
Well, we just came out with our second quarter 2015 sector ratings, and only one sector gets a good rating or a very attractive rating, and that's consumer staples.
When you see an entire sector sort of get down into where it's most dangerous. Is that something that typically lasts? Does it tend to go in cycles where different sectors will say, cycle through and okay, now they're out of favor, then they'll be in favor? Or when you're dangerous, do you tend to stay pretty dangerous for long stretches of time and regardless of economic cycle?
It changes. You know, I mean, to be fair, we've been doing these sector rankings for a few years, and energy, utilities, financials, telecom have kind of been near the bottom of the list for a while. Energy is ranked 10th out of 10 this quarter. And consumer staples, consumer discretionary, healthcare, and technology have been toward the upper half of the list consistently. You know, when we look at information technology and healthcare, you know, to me, that sort of just makes sense. Those are sort of two more innovative sectors where you just have more opportunity, I think, for creating shareholder value. When you get into commodity type businesses, which increasingly financials and telecom are becoming, right? I mean, look at a bank, the big banks these days, and you have to ask yourself, what is their competitive advantage? And especially, how do they compete against the non-bank financial businesses? And then obviously energy and utilities, they're obviously commodity effectively, and telecom is becoming more and more a commodity. It's just a delivery system and may someday be a utility, right? We're already talking about putting some controls on net neutrality on the internet. So these things in the big picture do kind of make some sort of intuitive sense, but we think it's helpful to look at things on that perspective. So energy, it's ranked last. They're doing a bad job picking stocks. That's the main thing. But another thing that's a big deal here is that they have the most misleading cost. In other words, their expense ratios for this sector, the expense ratios differ most from the total annual cost than any other sector.
You put it all together, it's a bad picture. It's a warning against energy sector funds. That's right, energy sector funds. So if you own one, you might want to look at the individual fund ratings that they do at new constructs. But David Trainer would tell you, probably don't have anything worth hanging on to. David, it is always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, if you want more information on New Constructs, they're at newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, April 20th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call with John Barr from Needham Growth. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.